This is District Sentinel Radio, the newscast of record for the left. I'm Sam Sachs.
I'm Sam Knight.
We are in the Harper Is a Good Girl studios in Washington, D.C., although it won't be named that much longer when the bracket tournament wraps up and we have a winner, and that games resume on Thursday. Hey, intern Nate, forgot to bring you in here.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
To the cop voice. Hey, Nate, how's it going?
Day.
How's it going?
One of our listeners should make a montage of Nate's first words on every podcast, because it's always, hey, how's it going?
It's just my personality, man.
Kind of harsh.
Yeah. Sorry for speaking.
All right. Going to get to the newscast here in just a second, but a quick thank you to our subscribers on Patreon, patreon.com/districtsentinel. Y'all contribute money to us every month, which helps us pay the bills around here and keep this podcast and news operation going. $5 a month gets you access to bonus content like our once a week Sentinel cast. It also gets you your own poem in the form of a haiku, which we've got a few to read right now. This one is for Yousef. Sex in the city? Is it any different than sex in the country?
Thank you, Yousef. Although I don't think you should marginalize the challenges faced by sex havers in rural communities, personally.
What sort of challenges?
Low population density. It's called Farmers Only for a reason, bud. Just saying. This is for Ilias. What is it clams do sitting around the ocean? Sounds really boring.
Thank you, Ilias. This one is for Eric. I still don't know how a dang record player works. How do grooves make noise?
Very carefully. Thank you, Eric. This is for Calvin. Enjoy the scandal. Cambridge Analytica, Mercers for prison.
Thank you, Calvin. This one is for Forrest. Snowstorm a-coming. Get much-needed essentials. Cheez-Its, weed, and Surge.
Thank you, Forrest. You don't buy Surge. There's nowhere to buy Surge.
I know. That's why I don't. Thank you to all our new subscribers. That's patreon.com/districtsentinel. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. Here's the news.
Today, the Senate is set to vote on a resolution that, if approved, would force the U.S. military to stop supporting Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. Here was co-sponsor Bernie Sanders on the floor of the Senate attacking an insufferable NatSec lanyard argument, define war.
What does the word hostilities mean? And some will argue that American troops are not out there shooting and getting shot at, not exchanging gunfire with their enemies, and that we are not really engaged in the horrifically destructive Saudi-led war in Yemen. That's what some will argue on the floor today, that we're really not engaged in hostilities. We're not exchanging fire. Well, please tell that to the people of Yemen, whose homes and lives are being destroyed by weapons marked made in the USA, dropped by planes being refueled by the U.S. military on targets chosen with U.S. assistance. Only in the narrowest, most legalistic terms can anyone argue that the United States is not actively involved in hostilities alongside of Saudi Arabia in Yemen.
Whatever the legal implications of U.S. support for the war, the Saudi-led coalition has to date, since its invasion in the spring of 2015, killed over 10,000 civilians. It has imposed a total blockade on Yemen, leading to a cholera outbreak that has been deemed among the worst in world history by international humanitarian observers. The resolution isn't likely to pass, but it's likely the vote will be close. Last June, a similar vote on the Saudi war in Yemen failed 47-53. Four Republicans voted with Democrats, and five Democrats voted pro-Saudi with Republicans. Even if it did pass Congress, it would very clearly need a veto-proof majority in both houses. President Trump met today with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and here they are in front of the press, with Trump bragging about U.S. weapon sales to Saudi Arabia, pointing to poorly designed charts that he's holding in his hand.
Some of the things that have been approved and are currently under construction and will be delivered to Saudi Arabia very soon, and that's for their protection. But if you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million, that's peanuts for you. Should have increased it.
You think MBS blazes?
No. Anyway, that's Trump for you, a leaky brain with no filter, personifying just how grotesque and destructive this country is. He actually held up two different charts, for the record, both very poorly designed.
This has been a slow build, really, the way we've seen congressional resistance materialize against U.S. involvement in Yemen. You know, there was just a few handful of lawmakers speaking out against it. And then you had pretty remarkable move where you had a resolution nearly pass. I mean, it was defeated, but it had a lot of support to block the weapons sales to Saudi Arabia over the Yemen conflict. And now you have a war resolution here from Bernie Sanders. So
we'll give an update tomorrow on the final vote, but it should be happening pretty much right as we upload this to SoundCloud.
We've previously reported on Housing Secretary Ben Carson's rewrite of his department's mission statement, removing anti-discrimination language from it. Now we heard Mr. Carson's own words on the matter as he testified on Tuesday before the House Appropriations Committee. Congressman Mike Quigley asked why the department, Ben Carson's department, Housing Department, had removed training materials from its website that ensure that LGBTQ individuals aren't discriminated against at homeless shelters. Now, here's Ben Carson explaining why such training materials are actually problematic.
Remember, it is complex. We obviously believe in equal rights for everybody, including the LGBT community. But we also believe in equal rights for the women in the shelters and shelters where there are men and their equal rights. So we want to look at things that really provide for everybody and doesn't impede the rights of one.
How would protecting the rights of transgender homeless potentially impact the rights of, as you
I'll give you an example. There are some women who said they were not comfortable with the idea of being in a shelter, being in a shower, and somebody who had a very different anatomy.
Turf scum.
Yeah. Wow, so the same transphobic forces that motivated North Carolina's embarrassing bathroom laws are guiding the Housing Department's policies towards LGBTQ homeless folks. Now, worth mentioning, Carson's department is actually being sued over all of this. The group People for the American Way filed lawsuit against the Housing Department this month to have those materials put back on their website.
The Trump administration is hailing its efforts to settle a lawsuit against McDonald's after getting completely owned trying to gut Obama-era regulations. The deal, which was announced yesterday, was praised today by the National Labor Relations Board. In a press release, the agency said, quote, "These settlements represent a full remedy for the employees who have waited since the first charges were filed in November of 2012. And if approved, would avoid years of possible additional litigation." The lawsuit had been put on hold in January at the request of the NLRB after it rolled back the legal basis for the case, or one of the legal bases for the case, Obama's 2015 joint employer standard. As we have noted on this show, The vote to pare back the standard was subsequently nullified in February. The NLRB Inspector General found that board member Bill Emanuel took part in the decision, despite having a clear conflict of interest. When asked to respond to the NLRB's claims today about the proposed settlement benefiting workers, Fight for 15 pointed to a statement made by Micah Wissinger, one of the lawyers representing the group's organizing committees. Quote, "We look forward to presenting our objections to the judge." Wissinger had noted, among other complaints, the deal contained no admission of wrongdoing by McDonald's. When terms of the proposed settlement were emerging Saturday, Elizabeth Warren blasted the move. She accused the Trump administration of, quote, "trying to railroad workers into terrible settlements and let corporations violating labor laws off the hook."
Finally today, listen to this bullshit. 17-year-old Noah Christensen was suspended from his school, Robert McQueen High School, after he called his congressman and told him to get off his fucking ass and pass gun control. A staffer for Congressman Mark Amodi, the staffer's name Arturo Garzon, received the phone call and immediately after looked up where the kid went to high school and tattled on him to the principal. And the school then gave Noah a 2-day suspension and stripped him of his class secretary treasurer title. Can you guys believe that shit? The ACLU is speaking in defense of Christensen. They're calling on Amodi and the school to apologize. Amodi won't apologize, though. He's standing by his snitch staffer. You know, we talk about snitching as good. That's banks, not on teenagers. Anyways, Amodi told the Nevada Independent, quote, "Welcome to the world where words have impact."
Fucking asshole.
What a prick. Hey, by the way, Amodi's DC number, in case you want to call him and maybe talk to his staffer, Arturo Garzon, it's 202-225-6155. You can tell him to get off their fucking asses and pass gun control.
Well, I just want to make a point. You know, we often draw a similarity between neoliberals and neoconservatives. Although the line is very often blurred and intentionally so, but would a Clintonite neoliberal weenie actually call a student's principal over this? I know they love to do the talk to your manager stuff.
I mean, they have called people's managers because of their tweets,
right? But I'm saying principal, like a high school principal,
like
try to follow along, Nate.
I mean, who? I don't know. This story drives me nuts. I can't handle it. Can we do an early garbage can toss this week? We do this sometimes. We haven't done one in a while, but I think this story is very deserving of an early garbage can toss. These motherfuckers, from Amodi to his staffer Arturo to the school. I don't know if we're going to find much better this week. I say we just throw them in the garbage can.
All right, let's do it. As long as
Nate,
we,
okay?
as,
Nate, we got to run this by intern, okay, Nate.
As long as we also do another garbage,
of course,
can, regular
of course,
garbage,
of course,
can.
Okay, of course. Okay, but okay. I think this is pretty deserving.
All right, let's do it.
Mark Amodi, Arturo Garzon, and Robert McQueen High School. You are going in the garbage can.
Change your name to Steve McQueen High School, motherfuckers.
All right, I feel better about all this now. Jeez, that is the newscast. Let's check out the listener rant line before we go.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Nate. Andy, first time, long time. I just wanted to say I ran Cynthia Nixon on a fucked up Uptown 6 train about 2 years ago, and she looked very, very confused and frustrated as well as everyone else. And I'm just hoping that she takes harnesses that frustration and anger towards really, you know, funding the NTA, and if she does so, and she has my vote. All right, take care, fellas.
I was confused at first because the reference to the fucked up MTA train made me think that everyone on the train was fucked up.
I have been on trains like that in New York City.
Yeah, where everyone's just completely wasted.
Yeah.
But to be clear, the New York City subway system is in dire need of infrastructural investment, and Cuomo is not delivering.
I don't know much about New York politics, but based on what I know about New York Twitter, if a candidate decides to run solely on the platform of fixing the MTA, they would win.
Y'all need to start being more nice to fucking intern Nate. Every time I tune on the episode, there's some fucking rant line person going, fuck internet, and then you're over there with the breathing. Oh, you need to not fucking breathe into the microphone. start being nicer to him. I don't want to hear you be mean to him. Bye.
Damn.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah.
Pay attention, dude. Pay fucking attention.
Yeah, look, I might be a little mean to intern Nate in the studio, but however mean I am to intern Nate in the studio dwarfs compared to how mean Sam Knight is to intern Nate outside the studio.
Whoa.
Oh.
I'm very tolerant of Sam Knight's coughing that goes on all day long.
Yeah. All right.
I'll say that. I'm very tolerant.
We got another call here that we debated.
Stop me.
Take away your weed.
Try it.
Can we move on? You're not taking away his weed. He will murder you. We debated not playing this next call, but in the interest of we oftentimes don't play calls that we get from listeners just because they're a little much. But
we're just gonna play it.
Hey, Sentinel boys. This is one of the millions of cancer cells in John McCain's body that's a big fan of the podcast. Just give you guys a little bit of an update on how we're doing, trying to kill this miserable piece of shit. You know, the work's hard, but the pay's good. We got a pretty strong union. But, you know, really looking forward to finishing this project up so we can move on to our next one, which would be cancer inside of Henry Kissinger's asshole. And I'm really looking forward to tearing that thing up because God knows he deserves it. Also, Comcard Gatorade. Delicious, intern Nate, innocent. Thank you.
So we have
it really is the best flavor.
Pro cum Gatorade. There you go, Nate.
Should we just move right on to the last call of the day here?
Hey, this is the Macho Man Rand Paul's neighbor, and you know, really thirsting for that Sam knocking a guy out video. We need to get that Patreon up. So I decided to. I wrote a promotional rap for you to try to really bring in those donations. Feel free to use it in any promotional materials you put together. Here it goes. The Sentinel boys are extremely good dudes. Giving them money is what you should do. Cause Sam Knight needs to go to the furry convention to get a picture of Sonic with a giant erection. Thanks.
Hell yeah. We might license that rap and use it all the time. Thank you, Macho Man Rand Paul's neighbor.
Maybe we should just release the video and hope that the donations will flow in afterwards.
Yeah, that's an idea. Call the Rant Line, 202-684-6108. Sponsors of the show include the Congressional Dish Podcast, hosted by Jen Briney. Find it at congressionaldish.com. Another sponsor, levelnews.org. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn. By searching for District Sentinel Radio, give us a review, give us a rating, tell your friends to listen. The newscast, it's back tomorrow. We're in D.C., so you don't have to be.